Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna live, God, so you can use me. I wanna live, God, so you can use me.
definitely. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I am your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned into, yes, tuned into I Am Royalty 2012. I just want to start off saying unto you on today that this is the Lord's doing, hallelujah, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, oh Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to let you know that today is Faith Favor Finance Friday. Hallelujah. Woo! Today is the day, yes, that God is going to do some great things. Today is the day, yes, that God is going to open up many doors in your life. Today is the day, yes, that God is going to give you exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that's working in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to just thank God on today for his life, health, and strength and his divine favor that he has upon my life. I just want to thank God for every door that he's opening in my life. I just want to thank God for day 13 of this 40-day consecration and transformation in my life. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God because he's God. I just want to thank God because he El Shaddai. Oh, come on, somebody. Who am I talking to on today? That's the way that you feel about God on today. I feel it in my spirit that somebody is thanking God for who he is on today. And if that's you, hold your hands up and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. On today, I won't be before you long. I'm supposed to have my guest on today, Prophetess Julia Carter. Read. But I guess it's some type of misunderstanding. I'm actually inboxing her right now to see what's going on. I don't know if she thinks the show got canceled. I asked her, could we do it today at 4:30? And she said yes, but I see that she thought it was not going to be a show, but the show must go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know on today that no matter what you need and no matter what you desire, God will do it for your life on today. Whatever you know that you need from God, you just ask God, and he will do it for you on today. Whatever you just want God to do, just hold your hands up and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I trust in you. My life is in your hands. Hallelujah. And I'm here to let you know on today that it will manifest, that it will happen in your life, that God will do whatever you ask him to do. All you got to do in this year is name it, claim it, and you shall obtain it, whatever you need and whatever you desire God to do for your very life. Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know on today that it is a great day for you to just build up your faith to a level in God that you can say, Lord, look, I know I've been praying about this for 2 or 3 years, but on today, it's kind of like how David told Goliath in 1 Samuel 16. He said, this day the Lord will give you into my hand, and this day I will know that the battle is not mine, but it's the Lord. I just want you just to have some divine faith on today. Who am I talking to, kings and queens with riches? But you could begin to say, this day I'm healed. This day I'm delivered. This day I'm going to have a breakthrough. This day I'm set free. This day I'm made whole. This day I walk in abundance. This day I walk in prosperity. This day I walk in success. This day God will do all that I ask him to do. Because all I got to do is speak the word of God and watch it happen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, I want to come to you right now with a little encouraging word on today, what the Lord gave me for today. And all day yesterday, can you believe it, kings and queens of the riches, my royal family, on yesterday, the Lord had me read the whole first book of Kings and the second book of Kings. And he told me yesterday that I couldn't do anything or go anywhere until I got it done. I was on it from 6:45 in the morning till 7:03 p.m. yesterday. But I'm here to let you know on today, how many know in obedience to the word of God, or obedience to God himself, that something great and possible will happen in your life, that great things will manifest in your life. And you know, when Samuel said in 1 Samuel 15 that obedience is better than sacrifice, and rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and arrogance is a sin of divination, don't you know that that is true? Because when you obey God, things happen in your life. I don't know about you, but when I obeyed God yesterday, and I sit before his face, and I let him teach me the Luther King, it blessed my soul. It blessed my life. It increased my faith. It took me to another level that I never even imagined that I can go. I never actually ever sit in one day and read all that word in one day. I've read the Bible many numerous times and all different translations. But when I read it on yesterday, oh, God, when I read it on yesterday, it's like I seen my life transforming. It's like I seen my faith building up. It's like I felt something inside of me spark. Hallelujah. It's like I felt the glory of God fall upon me. The Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord fell upon Elijah in 1 Kings 18 in power. It's like the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me in power. And I'm telling you, I was excited all day. I had a great day. I'm saying he didn't brought my day on today. That I had a joyful day, an exciting day. I'm here to let you know on today that you can get some of this joy too. You know how you can get some of this joy? Obey God. Hallelujah. Hey, God. My. You can get some of this joy by simply just obeying God. The Bible says in Isaiah 1, verse 19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I sure want to eat the good of the land. It's a lot of the land that I need to eat, and I want to eat it real good. I want to walk and talk in the land flowing with milk and honey. I want to eat the good of the land that my Heavenly Father has just for me. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you out of 2 Kings 22. Verse 1 and 2, and I'm coming to you out the New International Version. And I told God that I'm walking in this scripture right here. This is my new daily scripture. And it touched me so, it had me begin to search myself. It began to have me like Psalms 139, verse 23 through 25 said, test me, O God, know my thoughts. Search me, O God, know my heart. Point out anything in me that offends you to keep me and lead me in the path of everlasting life. Well, when I begin to read this right here, this verse that I'm going to share with you, it begins to let me search myself and see what's going on inside of me so I can get that out, so I can obtain this favor right here. And the word of the Lord says, verse 1, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. Now, I'm going to stop right there. An eight-year-old became king. Kings and queens was riches. An eight-year-old became king of a whole land. And he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. His mother's name was Jediah, daughter of Adiah, and she was from Barakah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in all of his ways like his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. Hallelujah. May God have a blessing to the reading and hearers of his words for the edification of our souls. Now, I'm going to tell you what touched me the most out of these scriptures was verse 2. It said he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David, not turning to the side, to the right, or to the left. Hallelujah. I want you to know that today's topic is saying, I'm walking it out. Hallelujah. And just in case that ain't touched you yet, I'm walking it out. Hallelujah. When I read this scripture right here, and it said he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. That touched me so deep that I begin to say, Lord, what is in me that I need to change? Lord, what is in me I need to do? Lord, Father, oh Lord, my God, my heavenly Father, my Abba Father, my life and my future is in your hands. I can't do it by myself, but I need you to do it, and I'm going to walk in it. I'm here to let you know on today, you can walk in it. You can walk it out. You can walk to it. You can grab it. But I'm here to let you know on today that favor is on your life. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Favor is on your life. So when I begin to search this scripture, and I begin to seek out it, because, see, how many of you know when you seek in the scripture and you search in the scripture, different? You know, you can just read something and say, okay, I read it. Okay, you know, I got it. But how many of you know when the Bible says, send to show thy word approval, when you study the word of God and you write down and you take notes and you meditate and you pray, you begin to see the true manifestations of God in your life. You begin to see the true power of God in your life. I'm here to let you know on today that you can walk in it. Hallelujah. You can walk it out. I don't even care if you got to crawl to it. But whatever you need, whatever you desire, your life. Hallelujah. And then that's you. Just touch yourself and say, I'm walking it out. I'm walking it out. Just touch yourself and say, I'm walking it out. I'm walking it out. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I want to let you know that excellence is a choice. If you want to walk in excellence, it's a choice. The choice is yours. It's an old song back in the day when I was coming up, and it was by a rapper. I don't know, a lot of you don't know who he is, but it was called The World Is Yours. It's by a rapper called Nas. Well, I'm here to let you know, it's the same on the other side. The choice is yours. Whatever you need and whatever you desire God to do, you can be just like King Josiah. The word of the Lord said is plain as day. It said he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. I don't know about you, but that is my heart's desire. I want to be pleasing in God's eyesight. All you got to do is hold your hands up and say, have mercy, grace in me, O God, because your unfailing love created me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right steadfast spirit within me and don't take me from your presence and don't take your Holy Spirit from me, but restore to me again the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. And then we're going to go a little deeper down, and you can read this for yourself. 2 Kings 22, between the 8th and 9th and 10th verse, it said that King Josiah began to do everything that God had spoken to his prophets before him. Don't you know that we walk in that same favor, but we got to know it? He was 8 years old. Verse 1 said that he was 8 years old, ruling a kingdom. How many of you out there, just really to think about it. How many of you out there listening to the sound of my voice on today know that at your age you is not? I'm 34. Can you really rule a kingdom? Is you really prepared for that? All right, just think about it. All the things that you're asking God to do for your life, all the things that you want to manifest, ask yourself, am I really ready for it? Can I really handle it? Am I really in the right position to obtain all that he has for me? But you know what? With God's favor and God's wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and possess all that he has for your life. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm here to let you know on today that today is Faith, Favor, Finance Friday. Whatever you need, whatever you desire, whatever you want, whatever you've been seeking God for, it will manifest itself. I'm telling you, April is the month of double portions. April is the month of double overflow. April is the month of double anointing. April is the month of double prosperity. April is the month that God will manifest and do great things in your life. But you got to trust in him. You got to believe in him. You got to know that he's able to do the seeding and abundantly. You got to know that he's El Shaddai. You got to know he's a lily in a valley. You got to know he's bright and morning star. You got to know he's I am who I am and whatever you need and whatever you desire in me to be. You got to know that all power is in his hands. You got to know he's giving you power, authority, and dominion over everything in your life. Put you in charge of everything he has made. You got to know that the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord is strength you. Know the thing that he was told from you if you walk uprightly. Hallelujah. If you need something from God on today, I want you to touch yourself and say, I'm walking in it. Hallelujah. I'm walking in it. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God, I'm telling you, if you want something on today from God, say, I'm walking in it. Trust and know that you're walking in it. Trust and know he knows what you need before you ask him. Trust that he already has a plan written out for you, the plans for your life. Already know that he is the Lord. He's our shepherd. Our Jehovah Rohi, we shall not want. But know that you're walking in it. Hallelujah. Trust in him on today. Trust in God on today. And when you trust in God on today, you can know whatever you want. It's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, it's already done. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm finna see right now. Oh, God. I'm telling you, I'm trying to kill time before our guests come on today. But I'm telling you, I'm seeking God for something. I need God to do something that only he can do. My daddy can't do it. My mama can't do it. My sister and my brother can't do it. But the only one that can do what I need God to do is him. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And whatever you need, it's Faith, Favor, Finance Friday. and it's there. Prophetess Julia, oh God, woo, Jesus, whatever you need, walk in it. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. I don't care what yourself say. And God said it. He's faithful to all his promises. Psalm 145, verse 13. And loving toward everyone he has made. Just in case you don't believe that, number 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man he should lie, neither the son of man he should repent. If he said it, he's going to make it good. And said it, and it's going to come to pass. Trust in him to do it and walk in it.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Walk in it. Oh, God. Walk in your excellence. Walk in your prosperity. Walk in your greatness. Walk in your overflow. Walk in your dominion. Walk in it.
Ooh, yes,
things,
yes, yes.
Not a bunch of wrong things that now is prosper. Even if my days of health, even if my soul prospers, but walk in it. The Bible said, I look up to the hills, which call it my help. My help comes from the Lord that made the heaven and earth. The one that watches over me never sleeps. The one that deep watches me never sleeps. The Lord set a sign in my protective shade. The sun cannot hurt me by day. No, the moon and night. The Lord preserve my life. Walk in it. Hallelujah. Walk in it. Don't look back. Don't look to the left. But don't look to the right. But move forward and don't be stopped. Know that you are king and queen with riches. In the heavenly places, walking in greatness, you should be found in your sitting position in God, and walking in your destiny, move forward, and don't be stopped, hallelujah, hey, God, walk in it, hallelujah, know that you're God's gifted, know that you are chosen, you are blessed for the oil, and the oil is overflowing your life, hallelujah.
Yes, God, thank you, Jesus.
Look at yourself, If you can't look at yourself, touch yourself and say, I'm a champion, I'm a champion, Know that you are a warrior, Know that you are a trailblazer, Know that you will not be defeated on today, No one can change the way you think, or change your mood, but joy and peace and love bestowed on your life, everything you touch is blessed, You're blessed in the cities, blessed in the fields, blessed when you come, blessed when you go, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the many nations, and never again need to borrow from them, enemies come one direction of you, scattered from you in heaven, everything you touch is prospered on the west, you're supposed to be a godly man, and ordered by the Lord, just know that you're walking in it, just know you're talking in it, just know that God's word will manifest in your life, hallelujah.
Hey, oh, glory,
God.
Glory, glory.
Just know that you're walking in it. Hey, God.
Glory, glory,
in this
glory.
Season of your life, stay focused, stay motivated, stay encouraged, stay uplifted, stay inspired, stay persistent, walk in the attributes of God, walk in the manifold of the Spirit, walk in it, just know that who God is in your life, he will never leave you, never forsake you, know you're blessed by the best, forget about the rest, hold your head up high, know who he is, walk in it, hallelujah, hey God,
walk in it,
walk in it, know who he is, walk in it, I don't know why they say know who he is, but walk in it, Hey, God, every purpose of your life will come to pass. Every prophecy will be manifested. Every promise will be established. Declare that thing. And watch God manifest in your life. But walk in it. Hallelujah. Hey, God.
Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Walk in it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Walk in it. Hallelujah. Walk in it. You can be like King Josiah. You can have that favor. The Bible says that he walked in the ways of his father David did. You can walk in it. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. You can walk in it. You can walk in that favor. You can have whatever you ask him for. It is done. It shall come to pass. It shall be done. Jesus said everything is possible for him who believe. Jesus said whatever you believe, you shall be yours if you ask it in prayer. The Bible says, 1 John 5, 14-15, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that we ask anything according to his will. We know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know we
Glory to God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, walk in it, walk in it. Be encouraged on today, Tell that devil, get behind thee, Satan. Don't you put the Lord thy God to the test, Hey, put time to get behind you, And you, sometimes you got to tell yourself, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Not all time it's the devil. Sometimes it's yourself. Tell yourself, sit down. Tell yourself, close your mouth and walk in it. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm telling you on today, walk in it, hallelujah. Walk in it, it's yours. Walk in it, it's yours. Walk in it, it is yours, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Okay, oh, Jesus. As Prophet is Julia Carter Reed on the phone. Oh, God.
Yes,
Jesus.
I am. Yes, I am. I am here. I was listening to you, and I was like, well, she already got the word, Lord. She already got, but just let her go ahead and just continue, because you don't know. You already done blessed me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You there?
Yes, I am. Oh, my God.
Okay, girl, I'm telling you, you already done blessed me, praise God. But to add to what you were saying, I'm going to be very quick before you. Luke 5 and 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. My thought today is launch out into the deep at thy word, Lord, when it don't make no sense. When it don't make no sense, when everything around you seems like it is in turmoil, it seems like everything is all out for you. But God is saying in this last day and in these last hours, when it don't make no sense, go out there and lay hands on that car and believe me to give it to you, even when you may not even have a job. Even when you may not have this, but at my word, if you just launch out, when it don't make no sense, when you go out here and you may say, well, Lord, I don't have the money to move into this $100,000 home. God, I'm going to go at your word, Lord, when it don't make no sense, when don't nobody seem like they with me, Lord. God, I'm still going to launch out into the deep. And God is saying on today to stay faithful in him and unchanging situation while God aligns the needed sequence of events with your heart. If you just hold on, if you just touch the hem, you don't have to H-E-M, but touch H-I-M. And at his word, when it don't make no sense, he'll be there for you. He is right there, but you got to launch out. You can't stand on side of the road and wait for somebody to come pick you up, because everybody ain't going to pick you up. See, some people not going to pick you up anyway, because they're jealous of your anointing. They're jealous of what you got. And everybody that say that they may be for you ain't always for you. So sometimes you got to walk this walk by yourself. And sometimes it don't feel good. Sometimes it don't even look good. But see, when you get into a place and you begin to wait and trust in God to move for you, if you just wait on him, he'll sit you in places where people will begin to bless you. He'll place you in places where people will begin to have your back, because your spirit will align up with their spirit. See, sometimes we got to go through just
to get to the other side. But see, if we always stay on the side of the road, if we never launch out, if we never pursue, we'll never get into the place where God wants us to be. So at God's word on today, begin to launch into the deep. Don't stand aside alongside the shore anymore. Begin to launch out into the deep waters when it don't make sense. When your haters, let your haters be your motivators. God got your back. He got your front. He got everything that he got for you if you just hold on to his unchanging hand. You said a few minutes ago, look to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. So sometimes we just got to launch out into the deep when it don't make no sense. Thus says the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You better come on, Prophetess Julia. You better come out. Launch out to the deep.
Thank
God.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you. See, I don't know. See, you said another key thing. You said April was the month of expectancy and receiving. See, that's my birthday, honey. So you know, I'm ready to receive all that God got for me. See, because I will be 50 years old on the 25th of this month, and I was thinking the other day, and I just began to sit down and cry, and it wasn't tears of unhappiness. It was tears of joy. And the reason why it was tears of joy was because I thought about some people that I went to school with. And I know that they're not here now. They're not here to see the age of 50. But I thank God on today. On the 25th of this month, I'll be 50 years old. And if it wasn't for his grace and his mercy, I don't know where I would be. But because of his agape love, I thank him for everything that I went through, every trial and tribulation. Because now, you know, when you're going through the trial and when you're going through the tribulation, it don't feel good. But I realized the other day that everything that I've been through, it wasn't really for me. It was for a testimony for somebody else.
You better come on.
And see, people don't realize, you know, when you're going through something and you're like, oh, woe is me. Oh, you know, God, why is you doing this to me, Lord? Lord, don't you see me struggling here? Lord, don't you see that, you know, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. He knew what you were going to go through when you were born. He already knew what we was going to be going through on this day years ago. See, because his days and our days are not the same. And his ways and our ways are not the same. His thoughts and our thoughts are not the same. But if we just hold on to his unchanging hand, a hand that'll never leave us nor forsake us, and as long as we hold on to his hand, and when you begin to get into a place, and you get into that place when you got that agape love down on the inside, where you can love those that despitefully hate you and despitefully use you, when you can begin to love beyond what they look like, belong beyond what they say to you. But when you begin to hold on, I'm telling you on today, Pastor Tashana, we got to hold on, because the help is not on its way. The help is already here. But see, some people just want to sit down in their self-pity role and not even want to get up and get out of the gate. But I hear God saying to arise and get out of the gate and watch what I'm going to do for you. But see, we got to learn how to get out of the place, oh, woe is me, because God cares about us, if he didn't care about us, he would not allow us to rise up to see another day. If he didn't care about us, he wouldn't tell us no good thing. See, that's another one of the scriptures. I said, well, Lord, she already got the word because she's saying my scriptures, God. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Oh, my God, my God, my God. See, we got to stay faithful in this thing, sis, no matter what it look like, no matter what it seem like. See, I tell people all the time, if the devil ain't messing with you, then you need to examine yourself. But see, if he messing with you, then evidently you on the right track. And he don't want nobody to get no deliverance. He don't want nobody to get no salvation. He don't want nobody to prosper in the things that God wants us to prosper in. He says in his word, my beloved children, my desire for you is to be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be in good health. God wants you to have the things that he has called you to have. He wants you to walk in your calling. He wants you to walk. He wants you to profess. He wants you to confess. He wants you to repent. He wants you to pray. He wants you to change. He wants you to laugh. He wants you to love. He wants you to live. So walk in the place in which God wants you to walk. Go ahead, take this race, girl, because I'm telling you, girl, it got me excited because I love me some Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I'm over here writing down what you're saying, Prophet Julia. I'm saying, I wish this show was longer than 45 minutes because I'm telling you, oh, God, I'm telling you with all I've been, I'm telling you, that shows you that God was giving us the same word. We're saying the same scriptures. Hallelujah. That's letting us know that we are touching base because this is what God is saying to his kingdom right now. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
God, we only got 5 more minutes. Hallelujah. But in these last 5 minutes, what do you want to say to all the God's children listening on today to this broadcast? What do you want to say to those kings and queens with riches that are sitting in heavenly places? Hallelujah.
Praise God. I want every king and every queen and the prince and the princesses to know that you are king and queen and prince and princess in the kingdom. You are a peculiar people, a royal, you royalty. You are royalty. No matter what you're going through, stay faithful. Don't go to, like Pastor Sean said, don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Look towards the hills from which cometh your help. Don't let anybody steal what God has placed in you. Only the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Don't let the enemy destroy your dream. Launch out into the deep at that thy word, at God's word, when it don't make sense. Be blessed. Y'all be praying. Y'all be praying for the prophetess because she wearing many hats now. But praise God, I thank God that he has equipped me to wear the hat that I wear. Y'all keep me a prayer for tomorrow for the conference. Praise God. And I thank God and I love you dearly.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. I was trying to, I didn't see that you was on there, so I was trying to keep going doing the broadcast because I was trying to keep them going until you got on there. And then when I see, because I got to set up, so when you come in, I know you're my guest. So I was like, well, let me see if she's on here. And I'm telling you, God was on this broadcast on today. I thank God for it. Before I leave, I am royalty listeners on today. I want to leave you with Psalms 2, verse 7 and 8. New International Version, and it kind of touched base with what we're saying on today. And the word of the Lord says, the king proclaims the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I become your father. Only ask, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the end of the earth as your possession. Meaning that you are a king's kid and you obtain wealth. Just only ask him, and it's already done, and it shall be done. Whatever you need, whatever you desire and trust, God will do it for your life. I am your host, Associate Pastor Shauna Wiley. Tune in next week, Wednesday, at 3 p.m. Eastern time to True Worship, where all we do is worship God. Because well, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, John 4:22-24. And on Friday at 3 p.m., Faith Favor Finance Friday, where it goes down, where God do great things and he increased the greatest things in your life. I'm your host. I will leave you with Deidrick Haddon, and I'm letting you know on today, you heard the word of the Lord on today. Whatever you need, just walk in it. You be blessed, knowing that you're blessed by the best. Forget about the rest, knowing that favor is on your life, faith is on your life, finances is yours. Psalms 112 verse 3 says, wealth and riches shall be in my house, and as much as to do it forever. So it's already yours. Know that God loves you. I love you too. Be blessed. Agape! Hallelujah. And bless you, Pastor Julia Carter. And I will talk to you later. Agape!
Amen.
Your day is someone's night. Your smile is someone's cry. Even when you're happy, there is someone somewhere hurting. And though the sun fills your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're alright, there is someone lonely tonight. So help me, Lord, please, to touch somebody. Cause everybody needs to know better. Touch me, Lord, please, to touch somebody.